Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. Welcome. As you always are, Fridays, 11 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time in beautiful Los Angeles. On the world's most irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk radio station, LATalkRadio.com. Nice to have you here, guys. Today, we're talking about a lot of different issues. I will be answering a lot of my listeners' questions out there. So first of all, I want to thank you all, or y'all, as my girl from Alabama says, who have written me some really great questions on my Gmail that comes right here to the station at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I always encourage you to ask questions, you know, reach out, things like that. So on these particular days where we have free-for-all Fridays, as I call it, I can answer some of your legit questions that you may have. Now, what I'm doing here is I'm giving suggestions, maybe ideas, sharing knowledge with you that I have about psychology, things that do happen or don't happen, but I'm not giving you advice, per se, because we don't have a therapy relationship. Yeah, I'm just your friendly psychologist here on the radio, just giving you some ideas, suggestions. So we don't have a therapeutic relationship. Don't worry about that. But I'm just going to give you some, you know, kind of little hints, things like that. So as usual, I ask you to give me some, you know, dilemmas, or if you need some suggestions about relationship, personal, or even work issues. I have a lot of those coming into my office. My boss is such a jerk. What am I going to do with her, him, and how can I talk without talk and be assertive without getting fired? You know, so we have a lot of those going on as well. So today I'm going to be answering questions specifically, just to name a few, about how to handle your or someone else's jealousy, how to be honest with other people if you're single and dating folks you've met online. That's really difficult, right? We're all on good behavior, huh? And things to really think about before you jump into another relationship. I'm also talking about some of the common misconceptions that women have about men. I got your back, guys. Today, I'm your wing woman. Also, I'm going to answer other general questions about, you know, personal issues. So, let's just, you know, none of these are in order to of more importance, but I pick these questions from listeners because these are really general issues that I hear all the time. So I try to find as many issues as I can that apply to as many people so everybody can get some help or ideas. I can also encourage you to call if you'd like to, reach out live on the air if you're, you know, not shy, want to get your voice out there, 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Los Angeles zip code, or rather area code, sorry. Don't let it scare you. It's okay. It'll be fun. Or email me if you have a question or comment about some of these ideas or some of the questions that other listeners have asked me. I'd love to hear from you. Be nice. Be nice. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com. So I'm going to start out with the first listener question that I wanted to answer about dating online. And listen, I hear so many stories about Los Angeles dating. It is, you know, a different culture out here. It's a different breed. It's all about being beautiful. It's all about, you know, social media. You're your own PR person. People take professional headshots, which really don't look like them for their online dating. People are, of course, not honest. But, I mean, the thing is people are so picky out here. A lot of it has to do with glitz and glamour and how you look and all that. And it gets rather tedious talking about this all the time to people. And I feel bad for folks who are single in Los Angeles and really have tried reaching out there. And the bar scene's difficult. Meet a friend is usually the best. Join an organization, sign up for something to volunteer for, or get into a club you really like and find some kind of nice people. But online dating's tough. It's all about swipe left, swipe right, who you look at. It's all how you look, baby. And then you meet them in person. And you say, well, maybe, a little weird. Maybe I can just overlook that because they're so hot. They're talking about themselves all through the night. And I have to sit there and go, uh-huh. Wow, that's interesting. Uh-huh. But they're really hot, so I might just hang up. So it depends on what you're looking for when you're out there. So Adrian has written me and she said, I've been going out to meet guys who I meet online, but there are a lot of them who seem great until we meet in person, and I don't feel any chemistry, and we just don't click. Yeah. I end up making lame excuses about why I'm not going to follow up, or I just ghost them. Yeah, of course. What do you think I should do in these cases? well, I think it's really important, you know, to not make up a lame excuse about why you're not going to follow up after a first date. I mean, you can ghost them. That's cool and everything. But if you feel guilty and weird about it, then it's going to make you feel bad about yourself. I don't think that's a good thing sometimes. But I always suggest to people to use common decency and manners. So if you meet somebody and you don't want to continue seeing them, just, I don't know, I'm just saying, text them. I prefer picking up the phone because that means you have cojones. And you can say, wow, it was really nice meeting you. You know, I'm just sort of out there dating a lot. I don't know if we're the right fit, but I'd really like to see you maybe as a friend, if you really would. But you don't have to say, I don't like you. I don't want to see you. I just want... I mean, we all know that when someone ghosts us after having one date or two dates, that, yeah, they didn't like us or they met somebody else. Right. But I'm always into being honest and straightforward. You just feel better. You feel more empowered. Yeah, I did the right thing. Because it's just good manners and it's good character. And I think other people appreciate our honesty. And you don't have to be brutal. It's just, I don't know if the chemistry's right. Look, they're online dating as well. They're meeting a lot of people. They're saying the same thing to other people, maybe. Or they're just ghosting them. But not everybody in the world's supposed to be attracted to you and vice versa. So, you know, I wouldn't say anything disrespectful to anybody who said they weren't interested in you or if you're not interested in them. Just move on. Be gracious. Be cool. You know, don't worry about it. Okay, it's not a big deal. I think it's fine for you to be honest. That's what it's all about. You know. And just not good to whisper promises and endearments and then disappear. If you hit it off, great. You know, this is just a little advice on the side here for folks out there who are doing, you know, online dating and meeting someone in person. Don't be too romantic and promise everything, and don't come on. Just be honest. Be careful about what you say when you say it, how you say it. You know, I mean, you want people to keep it real with you. Be loving, kind, and professional. Okay, all right, Adrian. Thank you so much. I appreciate you emailing me here on the couch. At straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Just sort of a heads up. I hear this a lot about people who are, you know, dating a lot. They're meeting people online. Then they're going to the coffee clutches or the bars. A couple of drinks helps us loosen up a little bit to talk to people. But yeah, if it's not happening for you, keep it real. Know what it's about. Just be nice. Be gracious. You know? So let's talk about some of the things. I thought I'd just kind of bring this up as well. Before you really start jumping out there into the world of dating, if you're, you know, and clearing up some assumptions about yourself when it comes to relationships, I think it's really important before you really just put yourself out there, say, I need a woman, I need a man. Okay. I know that a lot of you guys know what the word means, trouble ahead, in regard to relationships. Danger, danger. But are you ignoring your own? I mean, you got to kind of go deep and see what you're doing here. Are you rebounding? Are you having feelings for an old flame? Do you feel guilty about the way you broke it off? Do you have baggage? I mean, I don't know. You know, I think you should really work on yourself before really getting into a serious relationship, because it's important, I think, for our hearts to be completely available to give to someone else when the time's right. So take some steps that you need to kind of take about yourself before the right one comes along. So it's just keeping it real, being honest with yourself. Okay? Just work it through some of your stuff. Don't be defensive. Work through your own stuff with your friends, with your coworkers, with your family. Learn some really good honesty tools so you're not going to be a difficult person to date. Okay? So it's really important to be honest with yourself. Practice being a good person to everybody else, and then you'll be ready for somebody. Okay? So be honest. If you got to apologize to someone, you screw it, go apologize. Are you feeling insecure? Work on your self-esteem. Don't use someone else to build up your self-esteem. And be honest with yourself about some of the stuff that you hold back, because if you're not, you're being honest, dishonest with yourself and someone else. And, you know, you just got to, you want to be who you are, because you want someone to like you for who you are, with all of your faults. No one is perfect. We all have stuff. But just try to clean up some of that old baggage that you may have. And that might help you out. Okay? All right. Little sidetrack. I do digress. You know. I also want to clear up some common assumptions that people have, which are really not true. So this is a little cognitive behavioral therapy here. I'm going to clear up some of these cognitive distortions for you about relationships. Here we go. I can only be happy and fulfilled if I'm in a relationship. Or what I also hear a lot is, it's better to have a bad relationship than no relationship. What I have to say to that is, eh. I mean, you've heard of all the health benefits that come with being in a healthy relationship. Yeah. And a lot of people can be just as happy and fulfilled without being part of a couple. And despite the stigma, guys, in some social circles that accompanies being single, it's really important not to enter a relationship just to fit in. So being alone and being lonely, they're not the same thing. Okay? But nothing is as unhealthy and dispiriting, lowers your spirit, lowers who you are, as being in a bad relationship. So don't hang on to a bad relationship. Define all the things that you're feeling sad about with someone you're hanging on to and just book. No, don't book. Be loving and say, this is not working out. I'm so sorry. I need to just have some space. Okay. Here's another myth. I hear this all the time. If I don't feel an instant attraction to somebody, like when we meet first after being online and really clicking, and then we meet in person, it's not a relationship worth pursuing. Okay, this is kind of a myth to get rid of, especially if you have a history of making inappropriate choices, right? Instant sexual attraction and lasting love do not necessarily go hand in hand. Because emotions change and deepen over time. And friends sometimes become lovers. So if you give those relationships a chance to develop and just kind of check it out, and you're not, you know, you don't have to be swept off your feet sexually. Well, unless you just want to hit it with somebody. You know, it's cool. I'll put it out there what you're looking for. But I mean, the thing is that it's not all about, unless you live in Los Angeles. Just kidding, guys. Not. It's not all about being uber attracted to somebody. And then, you know, you'll fall in love with them. That gets tiring, especially if they get annoying and then you realize all of their issues and then you're stuck with this person who's beautiful and really hot, girls, guys, and they got a lot of issues. So there's another biggie that I want you to think about. True love is constant. Love is rarely static, but it doesn't mean love or physical attraction is doomed to fade over time. Okay. You know, things, a lot of stuff, we go through stuff in life, and it's how we roll together as a couple through the tough times. You can have arguments, normal. You can have problems. You can have all sorts of things happening to you in life. But if you can roll through these times and stay as a united team through all the arguments, through all the stuff, and really define and be honest with each other, the chances of lasting longer are good. Okay. Another thing that I hear is, gosh, I've been dating him for a long time, or I've been dating her and she's really, you know, pretty awesome. We have great sex and, you know, but I have some hesitations about certain things they do. And I think I'm going to be able to change some of those things that I don't like about them. Yeah. Can't change anyone. Personalities are deep set. People only change if and when they want to change. Done. Find out what things are deal breakers for you. And if this person is indicating a lot of deal breakers, then get out of it. Get the heck out of the relationship. That's what I would suggest. All right. This is Dr. Michelle, and you are officially on the couch here with me. And today what I'm doing is answering listeners' questions about relationships and issues and or anything else you might want to know about. Misconceptions about what men kind of think about women and vice versa. We're going to talk about all that. And I also encourage you, if you'd like to call in at 323-203-0815, if you have a question or comment. We have a caller now. So let's check it out. Hi, you're on the couch. This is Dr. Michelle. And who is this?
Hi, Dr. Michelle. This is Paul.
Paul, what's up?
Hey, Doc. So I'm a longtime listener. I love your show. I love your advice. Thank you so much.
Cool. Love to have you.
You know, putting what you put out there. It's really helpful. So I'm listening to today's show, and you know, I heard something that you had said.
Yeah.
And it made me think about how that reflects in a gay relationship.
Okay.
So. You know, I've been listening to the show, and I know that today's show is about some of the, as you said, misconceptions that men have about women, and also vice versa. How does that categorize in a gay relationship?
Well, I think that men may have misconceptions about men. If you're in a male gay relationship, and if you're in a lesbian relationship, same thing. Women have misconceptions about women as well. So I think, you know, they all apply. And I'm sorry, let me just apologize too if I wasn't, you know, sensitive, you know, to LGBT community.
Oh,
know?
Not at all.
Okay.
No,
I just want to.
Not in the slightest.
Because I do. No. I do have a lot of, you know, gay and lesbian clients, and I do work with, you know, a lot of misunderstandings that people have in all relationships. So I really appreciate this call. This is great stuff. I love it because
I'm so happy.
Oh, for sure, Paul. So do you have any specific questions about like misconceptions that you have about men or that you've had? Are you dating someone currently? Are you looking for love? Are you looking for partying? What is your answer to some of these questions?
Yeah, well, so I used to kind of be in the party scene,
yeah.
Going to a lot of clubs, meeting a lot of different people.
Yeah.
But, you know, I actually met someone not in a club, but in this group that I'm a part of.
Good.
And we just really hit it off.
Nice.
And, you know, we've been spending a lot of time together. I really enjoy, you know, hanging out with him.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I realized is, you know, I just don't know.
Yeah.
If yeah. he is really on the same wavelength as me in
okay.
regards to, you know, kind of where we are in life.
Yeah.
So when you say misconceptions, you know, I'm not really looking to get back in the party scene. Like,
yeah.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
It's fun, but it's really empty.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm looking for something, you know, and he's really nice. But
yeah.
I just don't know, you know, he still sometimes goes to clubs and, like, obviously, like, you know, we haven't said that we're exclusive yet. We've just been spending a lot of time together.
That's good.
I guess I just don't know, you know, with the misconception, I know that it's in, you know, most cases you would just say, oh, well, are we exclusive or are we, you know, are we still dating? Like, what's the situation? But with this, it's just, I don't know, with the
yeah.
with the gay community, it's a little more open. It's
sure.
It's a little more different.
Right.
And I don't want him to feel like I'm rushing into something. Like, I don't want to scare him away by
right.
asking him if he wants to be exclusive. But at the same time, I want to know because I'm ready to make that leap.
Okay.
So what do you think, Doc?
That's a fair question, and thank you for bringing it up. You know, Paul, you're really wise. I think that I'm all about.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm all about being honest. And I know you don't want to scare someone away at the very beginning because, but it sounds to me like you guys really are hitting it off. And what kind of vibes are you getting from him? That he really does like you, or is it all about sex, or what is that about? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I really feel like he likes me. You know,
okay.
he you know, brings me flowers and chocolates.
Wow.
And does the things that,
nice.
You know, it's very sweet and things that most guys don't do if they're just, you know, focused
right.
on the physical aspect of the relationship.
Right.
But at the same time, like I said, he is still going to clubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is still partying.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know
mm-hmm.
if he's going on with guys. I don't know, because obviously it's fun to dance. Who doesn't like
right.
to go out and just dance
absolutely.
And drink? So
sure.
I understand that, but
that's great.
You know, I just don't know. I just
yeah.
don't know.
No, I hear you. And you know, when we don't know things, you know, the best way to find out is to sit down, chill out, have a nice glass of wine or whatever with that person, relax, and just tell them how you feel. Maybe not way too much over how you feel, but tell them that you really enjoy being with them, and tell them, I would tell them what you're all about in terms of you've partied a lot and you're looking for somebody in a more meaningful relationship, and this person has a lot of awesome qualities that you see, and just sort of
yeah.
I wouldn't put him on the spot like, what are your intentions with me, you know, because
right.
he may not really be ready for that. But I think it's really important for you to put the intentions out there. And you might say, where are you at in terms of, like, your stage in finding a relationship or finding just people to party with? Where do you think you're at in your life right now? This is kind of what I've done in my life, and I'm kind of over it. So I'm
right.
really looking for a meaningful relationship so I can, you know, just have richer experiences with one person. Maybe you can just have a sit down and share, because if he's bringing you goodies, you know, I mean, obviously he's really caring about you and he's thinking about you. And do you guys communicate a lot during the day on a regular basis? You texting and stuff?
Yeah, we, you know, we talk probably, you know, at least once a day.
Oh, that's
maybe
great.
Maybe there's a day that goes by and
yeah.
we both just get caught up in work, but
yeah. And you feel cool about the exchange? It's like pretty even. It's not like one-sided or anything?
No, he definitely plays the, you know, the male role in the relationship.
Okay, that's cool. So he's
But But no, I mean, he's, you know, he's definitely tapped into his feminine side. So
nice.
You know, no, there's, it's very equal. It's very equal. And just keep in mind, you know, this is very new. This is, we've been talking for, it's probably been not even a month, maybe 3 weeks.
All right. So, you know, I say take it slowly. Obviously, there's really some special qualities in this person that you like, that you've identified. You sound mature, like you've, you know, been out there and, like I said, partied a lot. And now you're willing to settle down and you find some qualities in this person. What I would do is I would just kind of not jump into a relationship yet, not maybe be so quick to, you know, have this person as your serious partner. Take your time to find out more about him. Have more fun.
Yeah.
Make sure he's being cautious sexually if he is dating other people. And, of course, you. I know you said you're not, but, you know, just do all those preventative things and take care of your heart. Don't give it away real easily. Take your time. And this way, when you do and you have more time together, you can really get to know this person, because almost a month is not long enough to really know somebody. You know, you can be with somebody for 5 years and still not know a lot about them. Hopefully you do by then, but you know what I'm saying? You have to, you have to, we all change and things unfold and experiences unfold. So just sort of take your time and enjoy this person. And at least you've identified that this is someone who you might be able to really have a solid relationship with. So that's a good thing. That's a really good thing.
Yeah.
You know, take it easy. Yeah. Take your time. Don't jump. Don't jump. And, you know, just be cautious. Be loving and be yourself. That's the thing. Is be, and you sound like a really authentic person. So I really appreciate, you know, you calling in and asking me this question. Did I give you some helpful hints out there?
Oh, my gosh, Doc. More than you know. Seriously,
good.
I'm so happy I called in today.
Well,
first,
good.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Yay. So
Yay.
Happy. Thank you so
oh,
much,
Oh, you're
Doc.
Welcome, Paul.
Oh.
You're many blessings.
Seriously, I'm that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm just going to take it slow.
Yeah.
I'm going to let him know that I see something special in him, but
yes.
I'm still just going to, you know, keep in mind that I don't want to jump into anything and just, you know, I guess I'm just going to ride the wave.
Yeah, there you go. Ride the wave and if there's some behaviors that you're seeing that kind of turn you off or don't feel good or you're feeling hurt, just kind of note those. You know, identify things that you really like about this person. And then if you see things that are not feeling too good to you, identify those as well. But you don't have to tell them or anything. But I mean, just be who you are. Make it clear what your intentions and where you're coming from. Don't scare them away. And if the relationship was meant to be and you both really enjoy each other, then you're off and running. And it's good. It's going to be honest and probably a pretty healthy relationship. So
thank you. Thank you so
welcome.
Much, Doc. You're seriously the best.
Oh, you're really sweet. Thank you so much for calling in. Love to hear from you. Keep in touch on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I would love to hear how things turn out, Paul.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much, Doc. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
I'll hear you next Friday.
Good. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Take care. See, I love listeners like that. Honest. Faithful. No. Hope I helped. All right. Neat man. Neat man. And it fits in exactly with, you know, what I was talking about pertaining to making sure that you are really available for someone. It sounds to me like Paul's really available, but you got to kind of make sure that other person, you know, that they're not still out thinking about partying or they're on a rebound or whatever, you know. And you got to just think about not repeating past mistakes with the same kind of people over and over again, because sometimes we do that. So good luck to you, Paul. Nice man. This is Dr. Michelle, and you're on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, as you always are, 11 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time in beautiful Los Angeles and all over the world. I've got a lot of emails I'm going to answer today from listeners. That's what we're doing. StraightTalkDoc@gmail.com is where you can write me. And also, like Paul, if you'd like to call in, get your voice on the air, 323-203-0815. You know, Paul had mentioned that I was talking about clearing up some common misconceptions or assumptions about men. And some of the common misconceptions that I've seen, as evidenced by a lot of people I see and what I've read. So let me just clear some things up. Whatever your sexual orientation is, straight, gay, whatever it is. These are some of the common misconceptions that men are stuck with. So I got your back, guys. I'm your wing woman here. Men will talk about their feelings. Okay? They really will. You know? But the thing is sometimes what I've seen, and this is not in all cases, clearing up some misconceptions about you guys, for guys and guys and women and women, whatever. It may be easier for your guy to talk about feelings indirectly. Okay? So, sometimes you got to just let guys talk about their feelings when they're ready. Sometimes we need to not prod them. What do you think about that? What do you feel about that? How did you feel about that? Guys are really more analytic sometimes and action-oriented. Their brains are firing on the left. They're fixing problems. And men do say, I love you with actions a lot of times. A lot of guys prefer to show their feelings through actions rather than words. You've read, women, right, the Venus-Mars book. You've read all those, right? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. You get all that stuff. So your guy may say something like, I love you, by fixing things for you, helping you out, fixing your phone, helping you on the computer, helping you cook. Anything that makes your world a little better place. Sometimes guys are more action-oriented, and that kind of, they assume that you think they love them and that they love you by doing stuff for you. But sometimes we women want to feel and hear stuff all the time. It's like, just watch what they do for you. And if they're not doing things for you, then you get to ask them if they would. Certain things that you don't think are unreasonable, but I'd love it if you could do this for me sometime. See if he hears you, okay? Also, men do take commitment seriously. And a lot of times what I've seen, and I could be wrong, the evidence suggests that men do take long-term relationships seriously. And they may take a little longer to commit because they want to make sure they're on board for good. Many times in surveys, we find women jump on board a little too quickly. Okay? Yeah, guys really do listen, actually. When you're listening to someone talk, you probably chime in with a yeah, or oh yeah, that's right, I see, every now and then. But it's kind of your way of saying I'm listening sometimes. And I'm addressing the women out there. But some guys don't do this. Just because a guy isn't saying anything doesn't mean he's not listening. You know, he may just prefer to listen quietly because he's trying to solve your problem. Right? Also, a lot of times men strengthen their relationships with their partners through doing stuff together rather than sharing thoughts or feelings. So we're talking about the action-oriented stuff again. So whatever it may be, like sports and sex, hey, not necessarily in that order, that makes men feel closer to their partner. Sex is definitely an action that makes them feel closer to their partner. Okay? And also, well, you know, there's a lot of shared activities, which are important. Men, guys need time for themselves and their guy friends. They need downtime, whatever they enjoy. You got to encourage your guy to do his thing. Don't be, you know, so controlling. Don't make him feel like, where are you going? What are you doing? Let him have his own space. Because, you know, you got to make space for yourself as well. So when both partners have some space to kind of find your own individual joy, you have more to give to somebody else. Yeah, feel better about yourself. Take downtime for you. You know what I've seen sometimes, and most men realize that there's a lot to lose if a long-term relationship goes sour. Not just each other's company, but the entire kind of time that you guys have built together. You know, so if you're willing to work to strengthen your marriage, chances are your man will be too. I'm just saying. That's what I've seen a lot. Okay? And by the way, girls and guys, because you know yourself, men aren't always up for sex. Yeah. They, you know, we all get stressed by the demands of work, family, paying the bills. Stress is a libido crusher. So when your guy says, just want to chill, not tonight, doesn't mean he's lost interest in you or thinks you're fat. It means he's just not into it right now. He's thinking about solving problems. Maybe your problems, work problems, his own stuff. Or he's exhausted. Yeah, testosterone is really a strong, powerful drug, but they're not always up for it. So I just wanted to give you some, you know, little misconceptions that we all have sometimes about guys, assumptions. I hear this in my office every day from women. And I'm saying, what? No. So there you go. This is Dr. Michelle, and you're on the couch here on LA Talk Radio, the world's most irreverent, entertaining, and cool internet talk radio station. And I'm answering some questions from listeners today on the air. Thank you guys so much for asking me these at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. So let's see, where shall we go? We're also going to talk about jealousy. This is something else I hear a lot about from more women than men. Duh. Duh. All the time. So I have a an email here from Andrea. Looks like Andrea. I've been with my boyfriend for just over a year. I'm tired of fighting all the time with him. The relationship was great for the first few months. Then I realized that he's a pretty jealous person. Interesting. He hasn't really ever cheated on me. And I'm a pretty cool guy. But I always feel like I have to make up stories about talking to my guy friends or some of the guy friends I work with and get texts from. It's almost like reversed from what I hear my girlfriends talk about. Yeah, it is kind of interesting. And it seems like he's always checking my phone. He's always checking my social media to see if I'm flirting with other guys. Wow. I don't hear this that often. So I can't imagine having a long-term relationship living like this with him thinking I'm always going to cheat on him or be jealous of other guys. What should I do? Wow, that's a really interesting question because, you know, I usually hear this from, you know, the other side. I hear a lot of guys saying, I can't deal with her jealousy. You know, it's freaking me out. I'm a good guy. I'm not going to cheat on her. Yeah, I look at women. It's normal. But, and I think about sex with them. It's normal. But I'm not going to go through with the action. So it sounds like, Andrea, it sounds like you're dealing with this with your guy. And, you know, sometimes it isn't something we have a lot of control over. You can't control him and what he thinks. You know, it's kind of a natural instinctive emotion. Everybody experiences it at one point or another, whether the jealousy is about someone else being better looking or more intelligent or even in work environments. In friendship environments, you know, I hear it all the time from both sexes. And the problem with jealousy is that it makes, it rather masks other feelings and attitudes that are even more hurtful to us, you know. So you got to think about what your guy is dealing with. Is he kind of shielding some deep-seated feelings of, like, possessiveness, insecurity, shame? Just think about this, and you might ask him this. You might sit down with him and say, sweetheart, this is driving me crazy. I'm a good woman. I'm not going to cheat on you. Stop being so jealous. Because I believe that the heart of jealousy very often isn't the threat itself, but it's kind of a drive that we all have within us. Just kind of torments ourselves. It berates ourselves with self-critical thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So lurking behind the paranoia towards our partners sometimes or our criticisms towards a perceived third party threat or whatever, they're often critical thoughts about ourselves. So your guy may be thinking, you know, what does she see in him? And then that can turn into, God, he's so much hotter, more muscular, and successful than me. Right? And even when our worst fears materialize and we learn that our partner is cheating on us, then we react by directing anger again at ourselves for being foolish and unlovable, unwantable, unwanted, ruined. Just my luck. There I go again. I'm not good enough. I'm not enough enough. So these critical inner voices and feelings of humiliation that he may be fostering could be more painful than the threat itself. So I think you need to sit down with him and really ask him to maybe see someone, because he's not understanding. Unless you do outwardly flirt with other guys, it doesn't sound like you do, though. I think you need to sit down and say, hey, I really dig you. I love you if you do love him. And I want to be with you. And I'm very social. I do have guy friends. I'm not going to cut off all of my relationships. A lot of people don't like it when other people communicate with their exes. I mean, they have to if they have kids and everything. But, you know, if they don't have children and they've moved on with their life, it's kind of weird sometimes to the other partner if your partner's communicating with your ex all the time. There's a lot of, wait, are they, what's going on? I thought that was over. There's jealousy. So you got to ask about that. You've also really got to sit down with him and talk about what his insecurities are. Because there is obviously some stuff going on. If you're not flirting and you're not, you know, you're just social and your texts aren't flirtatious or your social media stuff isn't flirtatious with other guys, then there's something going on with him that he feels really low about himself. So sit down and have that talk. Because I think it's really important that he get some help. If he's so jealous, that's a lot of low self-esteem. And I feel bad for him. No judgment here. Dr. Michelle doesn't judge. No. We just have to survive in the world the way we can, the best. And we all create things for ourselves that help us, you know, survive. Whether they're negative messages about who we are, or we beat ourselves up, or we have bad habits, or, you know, we have to be defensive and all that stuff. Insecurity. It's old messages we get when we grow up, and we embrace them and think that it's real, but it's really not. You got to just give yourself a break, love that which you are no matter what. Y'all have great gifts and wonderful things that you can offer to the world no matter what they are. You say you can't find them, you don't know what your passions are. That's even more fun because you get to go find them, get to figure it out. Yeah, people who come in their 30s, 40s, I don't have any passions. Well, let's go try some fun stuff. I'm going to be a life coach for you right now. We're going to find things that you might like. Okay, so that's what, you know, just some ideas for you. Okay, I got an email here from Matthew. I want to answer this before I get off the air because I kind of promised this one at the top of the show. So here at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, Matthew asked, hey, Doc. I always like reading self-help and spiritual books about how to be a happier person. don't we all want to be a happier person? Can you tell me some of the basic things that can help me become more satisfied with who I am or how I can become a more peaceful and happier person? Well, you know, so what we do sometimes as psychologists is we study the habits of people who self-report that they're happy. Okay? And then we just sort of put those, you know, they're called surveys, you know, into statistical analyses. And then we come out with some really common factors. All right. So some of the common habits, thoughts, behaviors, feelings of people who are happier. And by the way, it's very subjective. Some of the people who come in to see me say, I just want to feel a little euphoria during the day. Okay, whatever, that's cool. We cannot always feel euphoric, but here are some of the traits that happy people have. You appreciate life a little bit more. And by that, I mean have some gratitude. You got to be thankful that you woke up each morning. Every morning when I wake up, I say, thank you, universal consciousness. Thank you for having me wake up today. You got to try to focus on the beauty of every living thing. You got to make the most of each day. Don't take anything for granted. Don't sweat the small stuff. When you're overwhelmed, when you're freaked out, when you're pressured, when you're feeling low self-esteem, you got stuff going on, say to yourself, how is this going to affect the long-term things in life? What's important? Appreciate the small things moment by moment. Being considerate to other people. You got to accept others for who they are. Allow them to be who they are. Don't try to change other people because you can't. Just touch others and have empathy with a kind and generous spirit. You'll like yourself a lot better. Learn continuously. Try to learn things more and more that you're interested in. All right? Just try that. Be proactive. When you say you want to do things, try to make time to do them. Take care of yourself, your mind, and your body. Meditate. Eat well. Get some exercise. All right? Get a lot of sleep. Hydrate. Do all those good things for your body. You feel better physically, you're going to feel better mentally, and vice versa. Take responsibility. Happy people know and understand that they're 100% responsible for their choices in their life. They take responsibility for their moods, attitudes, thoughts, feelings, actions, and words. And they're also the first to admit when they've made a mistake. You don't put the stuff on other people. They made me feel this way. Nope. Yeah, it hurt, but you chose to get down and feel bad. So begin today by taking responsibility for your happiness. And Matthew, thank you so much for emailing me and asking that question. Work on developing some of these habits as your own. And the more you incorporate them into your daily lifestyle, probably the little happier you'll be, because you'll feel more in control of your life and you'll like you. Be honest. Keep it real. All right? Don't beat yourself up, guys. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and it's about that time to get off the couch. But you know what? You can stay here for more awesome shows here on LA Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me, and thank you so much for emailing me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I always appreciate hearing from you. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others, and that's the way it works in the world. Coming up next week, more awesome relationship advice from our own Gina Hendricks, the author of Stop Being a Bitch and Get a Boyfriend. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week. Bye-bye.